Let us welcome to the program this Wednesday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Mike.
Let us talk property and the call yesterday that Sydney, Melbourne and where they go, we must follow. Is that true, you reckon? What's going on?
Yeah, well, we're getting a bit of commentary, Mike, about the Auckland property market. And yes, this is this context of further falls in Melbourne and Sydney. So CoreLogic numbers yesterday showing that they are now edging closer, particularly, well, Sydney, to a full 10% decline over the past year. So in the 12 months up to the end of to January 27th, Sydney down 9.5%, Melbourne down 8.2%. So that's further downward moves from the numbers that we got at the end of December. So, you know, the listings are down, sales discounts are down. And so what are the chances of Auckland following that trend? Well, things, Mike, I've been sort of constructing a bit of a scenario now for a few weeks, and I don't really want to see it play out, but you can't ignore it in terms of Auckland. So we've got real estate activity as measured by sales. That looks like it's trending down. I'm not just talking about the weak December numbers. If you look over the last 2 to 3 years, the trend is down there in terms of volume. But at the same time, your building consents in Auckland are up about 20%. Mm. So prices are static. So you've got less activity, you've got more supply coming to the market, lower sales, less turnover. Now in the background, think about the headwinds. You've got the introduction of the foreign buyer ban. Now, we're unsure as to its medium-term impact. We know it had a one-off effect towards the end of last year, but it's a headwind. You've got the potential introduction of capital gains tax, again, a medium-term headwind, and again, unsure of the extent of the impact, but it's a headwind. Reduction in migration, if we can actually figure out what the migration numbers actually are, but we're pretty sure that those numbers are going to fall. Lower demand factor. Now, add to that the planned introduction of higher capital adequacy requirements for the registered banks. You've got the potential there of credit being harder to get for a credit crunch, credit rationing. Now, so you add all those things together, Mike, it's quite hard to put together a positive scenario for house prices in Auckland over the medium term. Now, we know affordability needs to improve, but the reality for affordability to improve is you've either got to raise wages or increase the supply of property so you lower prices. I mean, you're not going to get affordability improving any other way.
No.
So that's the sort of scenario. I don't know if it'll pan out, but it's reasonably plausible.
Yeah, you're a bit of a downer. China. Yeah. China, where are we at with these trade talks and Huawei and all the various mess nations here?
Yeah, well, have a quick look at US earnings season over the rest of the week. There's lots of big companies announcing. Lots going on, actually, in the US the next couple of days. Amazon, Microsoft, Alibaba, Apple. But the latest update in the US-China trade dispute. Look, I've been saying for share markets to make further sort of constructive gains, we need some resolutions around four key issues, right? Brexit, US government shutdown, magnitude of the US global economic slowdown, and some positive progress on US-China trade talks. Now, the two parties seem to be making the right noise. Steve Mnuchin said overnight, if China presents enough trade concessions, there's a chance the US may lift all tariffs. He's meeting top Chinese officials Wednesday, Thursday, but we've got this Huawei thing through, and they've got criminal charges and 13-count indictment against Huawei, delivered in New York. That's not going to help those trade talks. Now, there was quite a sharp reaction in the Shenzhen share market yesterday. That's the Chinese sort of tech hub. Stocks tumbled there because Chinese tech companies and all now were quite worried. We're seeing evidence of this China slowdown in some of the US company earnings reports. So, look, a fascinating end to the week, Mike. Can't wait.
Good on you. What
Can't
are
wait. Dow Jones positive, up 119 points, 24,647. There's no downers over there, Mike. S&P 500 down small, 2639, and the NASDAQ actually down 40 points, 7045. FTSE 100, 6833, they're up 87, loving what's happening with Brexit. The Nikkei 20664, up 16, Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2594. Australasia lower yesterday, the ASX 100 down 31, 5874. We lost 108 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, not a flash day, 9006. The NZX 50 closed down 1.19% on the currencies, 0.6828 against the US, 0.9551 Aussie, 0.5975 Euro, 0.5192 pounds, 74.68 yen. Gold up over 1300 bucks, $1,309.75. And Brent crude also higher, $61.54.
Top draw stuff. Well done. Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.